USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal law enforcement on Wednesday is announcing charges of 60 people across multiple states in connection with the opioid crisis, including 31 doctors, 7 pharmacists, and 8 nurse practitioners accused of illegally prescribing and distributing opioids and other narcotics. Ben Glassman is a United States attorney for the Southern District of Ohio. He says it will take a massive effort to get rid of all the opioids that are on the streets.
Enforcement and treatment are both critical, as of course is prevention, if we're to turn the tide of this opioid crisis. And I believe we can.
Authorities in Denver are still searching for an 18-year-old Florida woman who they believe poses a credible threat to local schools. Jefferson County Sheriff Jeff Schrader says Sol Pais's family warned them about her.
The fascination that this person had with Columbine and apparently friends, family knew of, some postings.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols is declaring a state of emergency because the volunteer organizations don't have enough room to handle all the illegal aliens crossing the border seeking asylum.
We have already signed the emergency proclamation to declare that there is an imminent threat on having too many migrant releases into our community.
The Trump administration has a message for Cuba, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is signaling it may start tightening the screws on Cuba again following the Obama administration's normalization of relations with Havana. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says since then, Cuba's behavior has only gotten worse.
We see clearly that the regime's repression of its own people and its unrepentant exportation of tyranny in the region has only gotten worse, because dictators perceive appeasement as weakness, not strength.
As of yet, no reaction from Cuba after Pompeo's comments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After the new patriotic red, white, and blue logo on the Laguna Beach police vehicles became a topic of national debate this week, the Laguna Beach City Council ruled on Tuesday that the graphic will remain in place. Mayor Pro Tem Steve Dictrow joins Fox News to talk about why the logo was changed in the first place.
We were changing the colors of the car because previously it was all white with some very pretty blue background. We felt that that was not good for safety, and our police department was adamant about this. They've been asking us to make this change to the vehicles for about 7 years now. And so they brought it to our attention again. We voted to do that. When we did that, the graphic that shows the colors of the flag spelling out police were not very bright in the graphic we saw. And when it was put onto the vehicle itself, it was much brighter. Mm-hmm. And so when we voted for it, it was decided afterwards that technically we may not have voted for what is on the side of the car. That's why it had to be brought back to us again last night, effectively to reaffirm our prior action.
Now, some were saying the logos were too patriotic and also confused some of the tourists when visiting Laguna Beach. The mayor pro tem says regarding the complaints,
there are always going to be some percentage of people that are going to be against what we were doing. And so it really was not surprising.
Please remember, you can always find us online at USA Radio and follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is your weather report. Look out the window. It is freaking gorgeous outside. It is 60 degrees. Spring has sprung. We have light humidity out there, 35%. Tonight, we're looking at a slight chance of showers after 10 p.m. You'll be sleeping, most of you. Thursday, chance of showers mainly after 9 a.m. Cloudy with a high near 65. Thursday night, chance of showers, mainly before 9 p.m. Looking into the weekend, Friday, showers with thunderstorms possible. I change my tone when I talk about thunderstorms. It gets deeper. It's something. Anyway, thunderstorms possible after 3 p.m. High near 72. Friday night showers. My wedding day, Saturday, showers are possible with a thunderstorm before 9 a.m. That's right, baby. I'm going to have some good weather when I get hitched. Saturday night, showers again. Mostly cloudy, low near 49. And Sunday, slight chance of showers. Hey, again, it isn't snow. We'll be right back. Don't move.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the amazing, the stupendous, the awesome, the fantastic Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. That is the phone number that will change your life. People don't believe me, just like one of my guests didn't believe me when I first said it. But now she's hooked. And she's in the studio with me today. But we're going to get to that in a second. Got a couple of things we just need to do, some housekeeping business. First of all, thank you to everyone for the Max Day of Giving support. We had our Max Day of Giving this past Saturday at the beautiful Red Mill Museum. There's, a thousand people that we probably should be thanking. But first of all, we raised close to $6,000 for the beautiful charity of Prevention Resources, who was there. It was such an honor talking to them. I did a quick interview with them on the grounds. You can catch that on our Facebook page. Prevention Resources used to be Prevention Resources of Hunterdon and Hunterdon Prevention Resources. They help families with opioid addictions, drug addictions, alcoholism, anger management. There's so many different departments and divisions to this place, and they need support. And we're still ongoing in supporting, of this charity. Like Ron said there, on Saturday, we are not just stopping on Saturday afternoon. So, hey, Michelle, I see you watching. Thank you. The Max Day of Giving was amazing. Thank you to Paul and everybody over at the Red Mill Museum. Thank you. I'm going to give you a shout out to a couple of people here. Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the owners of the Max Challenge of Clinton. Ron worked hard, promoted hard, pushed hard, motivated us, kept us focused. But Lauren worked feverishly behind the scenes. And if she's going to watch this or listen later, she's probably going to be like rolling her eyes. I can almost feel her rolling her eyes right now because I'm going to give her a shout out because sometimes she doesn't like that. But I'm going to give you a shout out, Lauren, because you rock. You worked really hard behind the scenes, hours and hours and hours, and you deserve all the kudos for that too. To the entire staff of the Max Challenge of Clinton, Jillian, Sarah, Kim, Scotty, Terry, our coaches, Nicole, Tracy, Stephanie was there, Kathy was there, Tracy, just so many people to thank. Thank you so much for donating, for giving of your time and giving of yourselves. It was an amazing experience, It was a hell of a day. I'll tell you right now, one of our vendors who was there was Kona Ice. I had never had a Kona Ice before. And then Jillian got on my case a little bit. She's like, how many was that? And I was like, three. So I only had three, and they weren't the full-size ones, so that wasn't so bad, but they were so refreshing and yummy, so thank you to them, and Oink and Moo, and Stone Bean Coffee on Main Street in Clinton. You need to stop in there. They had this amazing cold nitro coffee, and if you like coffee, like I do, it was yummy, yummy stuff, and right about 2:30 in the afternoon, it, boom, it gave me this boost. So, and to all of our amazing members, every single one of our incredible members, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for donating. Thank you for the silent auctions. If you haven't picked up your silent auction stuff, please get it. Bring cash or check with you, and we would love to give you the stuff. And do me a favor, just get it out of my office. I still got stuff in my office. I need to work. So come on, pick up your stuff. So I got just about 90 seconds before we got to get to a hard break, and I just want to, let's see. Oh, now Lauren signs in. Lauren, you're going to have to rewind it to hear what I said about you. Michelle's watching. Josie's watching. Kathy, Tracy, Holly, Sue. Oh, Susan, yes. And Lauren. Not you, Sue. So I am here, though, with two very special guests. And I'm going to give like a little teaser trailer here. You guys aren't going to get on just yet. I'm going to get you on right after commercial. But I am here with Max member, friend, known you for years, Sue Sable, owner of Opulent Events, and then Allison Ford is here, who's a friend of hers. I never met Allison until today, but she seems like an amazing human being already with a kind heart and an amazing smile. Look at that. And so we're going to come back. We're going to talk about a couple things. We're going to talk about Spartan Races. We're going to talk about an amazing charity. We're going to talk about being outside of your comfort zone and overcoming obstacles, literally and figuratively. So I'm going to just play a couple of commercials because we got to pay the bills. If you're watching live on Facebook, ask questions. You can comment. I'll see them. We'll get to them if we can. Remember, this is... Oh, and my name's Mark. I am your host today. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenger, Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Don't move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. Where the hell are we, you might ask? Thank you for asking. We are located at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. That's on the northbound side at the wonderful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. And I'm going to jump right in here. I've given all the commercials, the accolades, the thanks and everything. Robbie Lynn is watching. I see you, Robbie Lynn. It was good seeing you on Saturday also, although I didn't see you technically. Inside joke. Anyway, I am joined today by two very special guests today. I am joined by Max member, friend, local Hunterdon County businesswoman and entrepreneur, owner of Opulent Events, Sue Sable. And her friend, and I don't know what you do, Allison, but this is Allison Ford, who graciously came on to talk with us today, too.
I'm actually a stay-at-home mom. I have three kids who have special needs, and I'm pretty much full-time looking after them. And that, find stress relief in working out.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's perfect. And full-time mom is, I can't even imagine.
Full-time job.
That's a very full-time job. I was... My son's 25 now, so I can't even imagine being today. So God bless you. That's great. How many children?
Three.
Okay. And you say
boys.
Three boys.
Yes.
That's, I'm trying to find which microphone you're on. There you go. Got you now. There we go. Cool. Do me a favor, Sue. Turn it towards you just a little bit, or there you go. Bring it in. Mm-hmm. Cool beans. Yeah. Say something.
Cool beans.
Not working as well as I hope, but that's okay. It could be technical difficulties.
Is this a little bit better?
Let's try this. Try that.
Cool beans?
No. Try that one. Technical difficulties again. We might have to switch microphones for you. You might have to come and sit by me.
Oh, boy.
We'll have to see. Why don't you do that, Sue? I don't know why your microphone's not working, kiddo. I apologize for that.
No,
people at home on Facebook Live are like, what the hell? Come on, Mark. You know, sorry, I'm going to have to separate you two.
That's fine. We can cope.
I don't know what technical difficulties, but please pull up a chair. Let me just make sure. Yep, that definitely works.
And I'll bring that down to you. Watch your head, watch your face. And I don't know what's going on there.
Okay.
Live television, right?
Yeah.
That's what this is, live television. Is
can you hear me now?
I can hear you great All now. Right. Let me bring that in a little bit.
Cool.
Are you comfortable?
I am.
Okay, let me make sure where you're sitting. I might have to. There you go. Okay, we can see you on my camera now. Yay, we share a camera. Okay. Now that we're set, people at home are going to be like, come on, Mark, you should be doing this stuff before. You know? Okay. Anyway, listen, we are here to we're here to talk about a couple things, but mainly people are actually liking it, so that's a good thing. Mainly, Sue and Allison are going to be running, and Sue for the first time, if I remember correctly, right?
That's correct.
And how many? And this is good. They're going to be running the Spartan race. And how many times have you done Spartan?
I've done seven so far, but I've got about another five prior to the one in July.
Seven. Holy cow.
Exactly. She's a beast.
Yeah.
And she's done the beast. No, that's coming up next.
On a second. What's the beast?
The three main levels of the Spartan race are a sprint, which is 3 to 5 miles, a super, which is 8 to 10 miles, and a beast, which is 13 miles. There's a really good one afterwards for people who are insane called the ultra, which is about 30 miles.
There's an ultra beast.
Yeah,
they're running 30?
I'm doing obstacles.
Which one are you doing?
I'm doing the sprint one.
The sprint.
The entry level one. It's 3 to 5 miles with obstacles throughout.
Entry level for me is going downstairs. That's entry level. 3 to 5 miles doesn't sound entry level to me. But, well, you guys are awesome. That's fantastic. So what exactly is the Spartan race? I mean, what's involved with it? Is it just running? Do they throw things at you? Do people have paintball guns shooting at you as you're going through it?
No, it's the course is set up with various obstacles you have to climb over, climb through, go under. Some of them can be very challenging. Mm-hmm. There's some I still can't do myself. So okay. You just do burpees. You do 30 burpees when you can't do an obstacle. Did Jillian hear that?
I hope Jillian's going to hear that.
So anybody who is going to do a Spartan, we always recommend they practice burpees because one way or another, they can get through the course.
They can come to the Max of Clinton and start preparing for this. I'm going to start taking notes.
And these are burpees where they get chest down to the ground.
Yes.
So it's not just the little easy ones. It's mm-hmm. all the way down and then
No, we teach it with it all the way down perfect. To the ground and then a jump and yes. back down to the ground yes. and a push up yes. and yeah.
Perfect.
Real yeah. burpees. Yeah.
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 I'm going to take notes here. I joke around with people like when they come in late to class. Mm-hmm. You know, like if they're more than like 2 minutes late, I'm like five burpee penalty, you know.
You can make it 30 now.
30, yeah. We'll get them training in here. So when you're talking obstacles, like I had mentioned earlier, like a cargo net, do they have those? They have cargo nets?
They have the A-frame cargo nets that you typically have seen within the military.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 5-foot wall. They have 6-foot walls. They have 7-foot walls.
Okay.
They have what they call an inverted wall where it's basically you're climbing with your back towards the ground and you climb over.
That's on the entry level course.
That's on the entry level course.
Right.
Yeah.
So things like rows are very good for that one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But they're not impossible. Like I managed that the very first time I hit a Spartan course.
Okay.
Just by someone showing me how to do it.
Wow. So one of the things we talked about briefly before we went on air was about getting outside of your comfort zone. I think that aside from, you know, what we're going to talk about today, you're both being examples of being outside your comfort zone. Mm. Now, Allison is outside her comfort zone because she's sitting here today. And neither of these nice ladies knew they were going to be on camera until like 5 minutes before. But I know Sue and I were talking earlier, and as you were talking about the race and signing mm-hmm. up for it,
mm-hmm.
You're outside your comfort zone even just doing the race. So please, why? Definitely. Why are you doing this? What brought you to this edge of the precipice?
Ah, yeah, I'm definitely on the edge. Yeah. Well, I thought for a while now with my workouts, like I wanted to change it up a bit. I've always been somebody who worked out a lot, and I really decided when I joined Max last fall that, you know, I wanted to change how I was working out. And so I felt like that gym that I belong to now, the Max Challenge of Clinton, really gives me that type of workout. It's very versified, and I love that. And I feel as though even though I have, you know, 40, maybe 30 years of working out under my belt, mm-hmm. it's a different type of workout. And so myself and another member, Melissa mm-hmm. Pantene, and Allison, were all mothers of multiples. And so mm-hmm. the three of us were at a conference last fall and just talking about how working out at the Max has really changed both myself and Melissa's workout, how good we feel, how energized we were. And then Allison was sharing with us this great thing that she's done mm-hmm. right around that same time, some of her Spartan races. And so Melissa and I talked at the conference and said, you know, maybe we should try to do this sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And so Allison has been nudging me,
nudge.
So kind of her for quite a few months. And I just kind of said, all right, what the heck? I'll do this now. And so I just kind of thought, all right, I'll just put it out there. I'm just going to do it. I'm looking to participate. I'm not looking to do it by a certain time frame the day of. Mm. I'm looking just to say I did it and to complete it and to do it as a team. And, you know, Allison encouraged both Melissa and I about the teaming event that goes around with it. And from there, I kind of just said, you know what, this might be something really fun for some of us other Maxers of Clinton to do. Yeah.
Fun.
Crazy?
I love it. No, I mean, I've done century rides on bicycle, you know, 100 mm-hmm. miles in a day. And people look at me and I was like, you know, it was challenging. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, the next day, I look back, I was kind of fun.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. So that's interesting. Now, you were saying that you're both moms of multiples, so mm-hmm. you have twins.
I do.
And you have
twins
also. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, out of your children, who has the disability?
My eldest son, who's 12, is classically autistic.
Oh, okay. So my son.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something. Okay.
And of the twins, one of them had real difficulties at birth and has struggled with various things since then.
Gotcha.
He is, we like to call him, he's our special needs supervillain. He has a real character about him, has endured many surgeries, but is so resilient and is an amazing kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So now the Spartan race, the way you were describing it, it's kind of these multiple stages of umbrellas, basically, where people can get teams, different teams, sub-teams,
right.
And then you focus on a charity. Am I correct so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. The charity is specifically because I wanted to get people to do something that was a challenge to themselves, and at the same time they can go out and raise money for charity. And it's a cause that means a huge amount to myself.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to... Perfect segue. The charity is called Riding with Heart.
That's correct. They're
located in Hunterdon County.
Yeah, in Pittstown.
In Pittstown. And it was cool to see that, too. I actually used to live in Pittstown on a horse farm a couple years ago. One of the best years of my life. It was only for 1 year, but it was great walking out of my little apartment and having horses all around. It was pretty cool. So... how did you find Riding with Heart, and what have they done for your son?
My eldest son started taking hippotherapy classes at Riding with Heart. So that's where an occupational therapist has them on a horseback and gets them to do various things for mobility. But it helped him to learn to speak. They quite often team the occupational therapy side with speech with children. The whole thing with being on the horse centers their body, makes them more able to focus on things.
That's fascinating.
And he did his hippotherapy there for at least 2 years until we were unable to continue with it.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of this before, to be honest with you. This is amazing. They do speech therapy while on the horse. While riding the horse. So somebody on the horse next to... the child?
No, but while my son would be sat on the horse, there would be the occupational therapist and there'd be a qualified volunteer from Riding with Heart who walks alongside him.
I understand.
So they're always looked after.
Okay, I understand. And since we're talking about Riding with Heart, and we had talked about her earlier, we're going to give a shout out to Chris Baxter. Say hi, Chris, and you're going to be hearing from me because I'd love to invite you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So since you couldn't be here today, so had you heard of Riding with Heart before you talked with Allison?
I have, yes, because as a business owner in Hunterdon County, Chris and I have met each other throughout the years, and I know other folks that have utilized their great services. It's really a beautiful. Area within Pittstown that it's in, and she really gets, you know, it's a 501c3, so it's, you know, it's really great for fundraising and such. So when Allison shared with me that not only, like, come on, let's do a Spartan race, girl, and I'm doing it as a fundraiser, too, and I said, oh, for who? And she's like, Riding with Heart. I said, oh, okay, this has got me now.
We spoke earlier about this, but I wanted you guys to talk about this too. You're helping them, helping to raise money for Riding with Heart. They have a pretty big project that they're working on that would benefit. And they work with challenged adults and children.
They do.
Is my understanding.
Right.
Of all ages. It's not just children.
Correct.
So that's fantastic. What's the project that they're working on that you want to help them with?
They're raising funds for an indoor arena. Their services at the moment can only really run through April to November. And it's based on weather. So I remember a number of occasions over summers where we'd have a beautiful day, we'd be outside all day, and I'd take Riley along for his hippotherapy session, and a summer storm would come in. He'd be on the horse, and it's like, okay, we've got to get you off now, and we've got to take the horses back inside.
It's disappointing.
And for people who know autistic children, many of them are very bound to a structured lifestyle. They know literally by each day of the week what they're going to be doing.
Sure.
And the outfall from them suddenly having something cancelled that they had looked forward to and get a huge amount of enjoyment out of is quite soul-destroying for them. And it's equally hard work for the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So when Chris mentioned that she was trying to raise funds for this indoor arena, I thought, this is something I can really get into because that would mean they can provide services pretty much all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Kids will have the... that they would develop and grow so much more because it's continually reinforced every month of the year.
Yeah. So this is, I wish I'd known they had something like this when my son was that age, when he was younger. That would have been an amazing thing. This is doing the Spartan race. You've done a bunch of them, so I'm gonna talk to Sue for a second. Yeah,
she's the pro.
You're the pro on this one. Yes. You're the pro on this one. You registered online to do this Spartan race, Sue?
I did.
And how long did you hover over the mouse before you actually clicked submit?
A while.
Yeah.
A real while, actually. I think it, Allison was pinging me, telling me, there's a Groupon out there, you better get it before they're all gone. And I just checked today, they're still out there.
There's still some Groupons.
They were gone before.
Yeah, so I did look. And so I was like, you know what, it's got a great combination here between, you know, a great fun workout, hopefully, with a team of folks, a great cause, and it wasn't too expensive to do it either.
Are you going to get all filthy and muddy? Is that what happens during
this? Guaranteed. Yeah. Because there's a dunk course that she'll have to be going underwater.
Right, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's not a true mud run, but there is definitely mud there.
Are you going to strap a GoPro to yourself so you can... kind of watch this or anything? Or?
This is my first time, Mark. Don't push it.
I'm just asking.
The Max of Clinton Live.
Yeah, gosh.
Hey, you're getting experience today with doing this, so that's pretty
good.
Well,
I hope I have a team of Maxers with me. That's my goal.
Yeah, that's something that we want to talk about that. Before I had a question for you, but I'm going to back off on that and segue into that. Sure. You're putting together a team from the Max of Clinton to do this. Now, you already have... some willing participants.
Absolutely.
And who's joined the team so far?
Oh, Melissa and I.
That's okay. We got Melissa and you so far.
Yes, and I think Julie is on.
Julie Tepper signed up as well.
Yes, okay. And I know we've got probably a half dozen or so other people so far that are interested in it. We just haven't yet promoted it and kind of gathered things around because Lauren, the owner of Max Challenge of Clinton, and I have spoken, and you guys are a great organization to help support the cause that we're doing. And so Lauren has generously said, you know, for any Max of Clinton members who sign up, the Max will give $10 per person who participates. Okay. So that's really great. And, you know, we're also looking to get some T-shirts as a team together so we can, you know, go up to Pennsylvania and do this on July 14th.
Nice. July 14th is the date, yeah. And you said Julie signed up.
Julie has signed up.
Julie signed up. Okay. Julie's like, she's, I admire the transformation she's made. And every time I see her, we were at the Max Day of Giving.
Yeah.
And I was up on the platform getting ready to do my trial class, and she walked by with her wife, and I went into the microphone. I was like, "Ladies and gentlemen, Max finalist Julie Tepper," like that. It blared, and she's not used to the attention, I think is what it is. But super proud of her too. You know, that's crazy. Talk about getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So you click submit.
Yes, I do.
You know, this is a big deal. Can you just talk for a moment about personally undertaking this?
Mm-hmm.
Like I actually have a similar, I thought I heard something, like weird noises.
Sound like we were at the beach.
Maybe it's next door. Sorry. I have a personal story about when I broke out of my comfort zone. I can tell you exactly where it was, how I felt, and when I was done doing my Spartan race, so to speak. I didn't do a Spartan race, but what does this mean to you, breaking out of your comfort zone, personal growth side of this?
Yeah, it was just to say it, to tell people I'm doing it, I think, is really being like accountable that, okay, I'm going to do this. And I have an injury that really permits me from, I used to be a runner, so it permits me from running races anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I shared this with Allison, I said, you know, I really can't run, like, you know, and do races like I used to, so I really want to do the obstacles and such. And she said, no problem, you know, it's like, you know, you're gonna just, you can run it, you can walk some of it, you can teamed with other people to help you with any of the obstacles that might be challenging for you. And I thought, well, you know, if we're there together as a team, then why not do it?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not doing it to get a certain time for myself. I'm actually doing it to say that I signed up, I clicked that button, and I'm going to show up and I'm going to do this.
100%.
Yeah. That's so fantastic. And, you know, it was really great to share it with my sons. They're just about 8 years old, and you know, they're like, Mom, what's a Spartan? You know? And so, like, I showed them some videos online. They're like, you're going to do that? And, you know, like, so I said, yeah, Mom's going to try it. Why not? You know, I'm, you know, in my 50s and I want to try something different. And, you know, here I am. I'm going to try to see if I can do this.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Leading by example on that.
Hopefully.
That's for sure. That's what darn sure.
One of the good things about Spartan, though, is they have kids races. And they are amazing in that they do a half mile race for 4 to 6 year olds.
Wow.
A 1 mile race for 7 to 10, and a 2 mile race for 10 to 13 year olds, because from 14 and above, you can do the main course with the adults.
Wow.
So my son, one of the, my mainstream son, will be doing the 1 mile kids course.
Sweet.
And that'll be his second spot. And he did his first one a few weeks ago with me and Charlotte.
I love that.
He did. And he loved it, didn't he? Smiles on his face were just priceless. Yeah.
Yep. I think in today's world, maybe this is my personal opinion, but I think in today's world with the technology and things like that, human accomplishment, even with an injury, whatever, you know, challenges people have, to accomplish this is a huge self-confidence boost, a self-image boost, a self-esteem boost, just knowing. And, you know, what I did when I was done, it changed my life. And I say that unequivocally. I knew at the end of what I did that if I put my mind to something, I could do anything. If I really wanted to put my mind to it. And I'd never been able to say that in my life. So I wouldn't be surprised you come back. Well, you've done it. No, I'm just kidding, Allison. I'm just messing with you. So I'm actually in awe. That's why I'm going to get your autograph before you leave. I want a headshot to get an autograph. So Lauren is chiming in here. Lauren says, you know, who's with Sue and Julie and Melissa? And she says, we will get you T-shirts. That's right. You had mentioned before she would get team shirts for Team Clinton. So aside from raising money for charity, you get a cool T-shirt out of this. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want a nice, cool T-shirt?
And they then get another T-shirt because they get the Spartan T-shirt and the medal and the free beer.
I didn't know about the beer.
You get a beer voucher, you get a free beer at the end.
Oh, my God.
Son of a gun.
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
Where do I register? No. Actually, let's talk about that real quick. You know, time is ticking away. We have about 5 minutes until commercial break. But how does one register for this to make sure that, you know, we're put on the right teams and things like that? I don't know who would.
You want to answer that, Allison?
Yeah. But basically, what we've discussed is anyone who wants to register through Max of Clinton can contact Sue or Melissa, and they can give all the information or pass on my details. Okay. I'm happy for people to text me on 908-300-6869. I say text because I do not answer phone calls to any number I don't recognize.
Okay.
But if they text me and say they're interested in doing the Spartan race for Riding with Heart, then I'll get in touch with them. I look for the cheapest deals for their race price so that we really minimize their cost.
Okay.
And I then can send them an email of how they get their voucher and assign it to the Spartan race so that they register. And the team that I run with is Spartan 40. So I make sure they get on that team. One of our other aims is to be the biggest team there because it means that we get a tent and water and you just get a lot of
two
great
free beers.
People.
No?
More opportunities. But one thing I will be doing is because I don't want all these people to be left out on Blue Mountain in PA without any idea what to do, I'll be asking some of my Spartan 40 friends to re-register and come back and run with the teams in the afternoon. You'll have someone who has done many of these before explaining how to do the obstacles and just even with the teamwork, this is the best way to help get your buddy over a wall. This is how you do this. This is how you do. So that people aren't on their own. But no, they can contact me or they can contact Sue and Melissa through Max of Clinton.
Fantastic. 908-300-6869?
Correct.
Okay. And text only.
Text
Got that? Text only, folks. How much does it cost to register?
The race,
usually.
The races for the sprint, we're looking at around, it's about $60 for the race voucher, and then it's $14 plus fees for the, so it's about $17 for races insurance.
Gotcha.
And the fees for the site.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If anyone wants to do the super, so if you've got anyone out there who really does like to do running and they can do an 8 to 10 miles with a few more obstacles and get on the sprint, then that's on the Saturday, July 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be at 9 a.m. in the morning. That's what we're aiming for a start.
Okay.
So they'd be running with me on that one because a lot less people are going to sign up for that one than they are the sprint.
Mm-hmm. I can understand.
But
that.
We're aiming for the 1 p.m. on July 14th for the
Fantastic.
Sprint.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Cool. And raising the money for the charity, how are we going to do that?
I have a GoFundMe page set up.
Oh, okay.
So as people register, I get their email addresses. I add them onto the GoFundMe site.
Perfect.
And they then get a link, which they can then send out to everybody. And any monies that are donated under their particular link that go back to their name. So we can see what everybody's managed to raise.
Got
and
it.
All I'm asking is that people get $100 minimum. And if I get 100 people with $100, that's $10,000.
Yeah.
So
that's
goes
fantastic.
Right back to Riding with Heart, which is, you know, this great cause that we're trying to do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Allison has set it up so it's very easy and streamlined. Mm-hmm. She even gives you the instructions on how to go online on the Spartan Race site and register, and that's very easy to do as well. So that's all streamlined in the GoFundMe page and such. And then you can just go in and put that on your social media sites for people to and blast it out to them and see if they'd like to support you in this great cause on that day.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Fantastic. We're going to, what we'll do here, I know you have to run, so to speak. so
does.
What we're going to do is I'm going to cut to commercial, and this way I could say goodbye and thank you properly. Just to give a shout out, Jenny's watching, Michelle's watching, Karen's watching, Amy's watching, Liz, I just saw you come on, Liz, so don't move. We're going to be right back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. We're going to say goodbye to Allison Ford here and thank her so much for sharing such great information.
Yes.
And then I have something
thank
else
you.
I want to talk with you when we get back, so
okay.
do
Thanks,
not move.
Allison.
Be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
We'll talk more. Dead air there for a minute there. My bad. It's just a crazy day here in the studio. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Hey, guess what? We are starting our summer jumpstart on May 6th. That's a five-week abbreviated challenge, 5 weeks instead of 10. And there's information all over our Facebook page. Check it out. You know, summer's coming up. Beach weather's coming up. You're going to be wearing that the tank tops. You want to get that definition, that cut right here. You want to be able to carry your groceries in one shot. This is your chance to do it. So, anyway, I just want to thank Allison Ford again for joining us. And I'm still here with Max Challenge member and overall awesome human being, Sue Sable.
Aw, thank you.
And I see who signed on. Zamir. Hey, Zamir. How you doing? So, Sue is a local business owner.
Yep.
How many years?
Eight.
8 years. Mm-hmm. 8 years. And the name of your business is?
Opulent Events.
Opulent Events. That's exactly the way I met you. I might have met you at a bridal show the very first time.
I think so. That was way back when.
Way back. It's got to be 10 years probably. Yeah. Maybe.
I wasn't the bride-to-be. It was through my business.
Yes. Okay, yes. Right. And and I'm a wedding officiant also. That's why I was at a bridal show back then too. So What exactly does Opulent... Now, wait a second. Before I go any further, this is a big deal. And if I had drums, I would do a drum roll here. Opulent Events just won the best of Hunterdon on Hunterdon Happenings.
Yep,
okay.
Planner.
For planner, event planner.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yep.
So we'll clap it up for Opulent, for Sue here. And now you are so fantastic that this is actually not the first time you've won this.
No, this is actually Opulent's fifth year in a row. We've been nominated and we've won all five times.
Yeah.
So it's a really great honor to be recognized by our clients. That they love what we do, and you know, the team is really supportive as well. So it's really a great honor that, you know, we won 5 years in a row. I was so excited to get the news a few weeks ago.
Oh, I bet. And you deserve it.
Thank you.
I mean, in Hunterdon County, I know I see the name popping up everywhere when it comes to this. So when you're talking about what exactly Opulent does, what is it that you do with these events? I mean, I'm not even going to venture to say. I'm going to shut up and let you talk. What do you do?
Well, Opulent is a full-service event planning and decor company. So we will work with corporate clients, nonprofit clients, and personal clients to create the event that they are wanting to, and or pick up the pieces before the event actually starts, or they thought they were going to get it all done and they didn't and they need help. Mm-hmm. So we really can come in any phase of the planning part of it and ensure that the vision and the goal that the client has is, you know, executed really flawlessly for them. A lot of people get very stressed when it comes to events, and I've been doing them a really long time, even before I owned my own business. I did them, a lot of them, in corporate America as well, and so all around the world, actually. And so they're really second nature to me.
Yeah.
I've been happy to say that the people that I've worked with on my team for the last 8 years have really been with me since day one.
Oh, nice.
So I think that kind of shows that in the event space that, you know, we know what we're doing, but it also shows that we team really well together.
Fantastic.
Our goal is always to make sure that, like, the event is memorable way past the day of. And I think it, you know, winning these awards really kind of shows that we've succeeded in that. It's exciting.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's definitely, and I know there's a lot of nominees in a lot of different categories. And you know, I personally think that sometimes some people who win probably shouldn't, I don't want to say shouldn't have won, but I always have my favorites, my favorites and everything. And I voted for you. I'll tell you that right
now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Definitely. So, if somebody needs an event done, from soup to nuts, start to finish, concept to walk away, memories, how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, they can reach me directly on my cell at 908-917-3009. You can check us out at Opulent Events on Facebook. You can go to opulentevents.net for our website. So it's really, and we service the whole tri-state area. So it's not just in Hunterdon County.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, an array of different types of events.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just off the top of your head, I know we didn't even discuss this, so you have no preparation on this, but if you had to say the most amazing event you've worked on.
As Opulent Events?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of good ones. Yeah. A lot of good ones. I would say from a corporate standpoint, I did amazing stuff for a very large business in downtown Manhattan for several years. And so we just shut down a venue and transform it completely to the themes that they let me, you know, create. So, you know, one year we had a Venetian carnival, the next year it was a Roaring Twenties party, and, you know, it's lots and lots of people there. And, you know, it was a big thing for us to kind of bring all of our trucks in and unload and set up and stay in the city and such and make sure that everything went through okay. So that was really fun. And
No disco inferno themes?
No.
Like today at the Max?
No. But I did love the workout this morning.
It's a great class today.
Because you know what? The music makes it for me. Yeah. And I was singing. I mean, poor Sarah, she heard me singing like crazy. I was singing and running at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. No. I'll tell you right now, Christine, who is usually in the 9:30 class, she's a coach also. She wrote that class.
Oh,
Christine.
Did she?
That was her first cardio class that she wrote. So shout out to Christine in case she sees this here. Good job.
Good job, because my face was really red after class today.
A lot of people's were. It was a great class.
Yeah.
And good music, too. And I got into it.
I like that.
So I like themes.
Yeah.
So we'll have to try Roaring Twenties now. Since you just mentioned it.
Oh, gosh. I have so many different themes under my belt. I just did a Kentucky Derby party for another client not too long ago. I'm meeting with someone right after this to talk about a first birthday party. We've done a lot of anniversary parties. We do a lot of mitzvahs. A lot of nonprofit things as well.
Cool.
That's actually, much to my surprise, that's about 46% of my business overall.
Look at that. Okay.
So we know really how to work with volunteers and within budget. So
within budget is huge.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Especially when it comes to weddings, too. I find a lot of times, Mr. Nuptials over here, as you're about to walk down the aisle, so to speak, on Saturday, right?
Saturday at noon. And that's probably a good segue because I know she'll watch it later. Hi, sweetheart. Love you. 3 days. Less than 3 days. It's like, what is it? Time is it's almost 2 o'clock.
It's almost 2 o'clock.
So it's going to be 2 days, 21 hours, and 12 minutes. Yes.
Wow.
Something like that.
Something like that.
But who's counting? So I love you, Susan. So I have to call her Susan and you Sue. This way people aren't like, why is he saying
that? Exactly. But I do like her name.
Yes. It's a good name. It's a good name. So who's watching? Hey, challenge finalist Jennifer's watching too. Eileen's watching. Samantha's watching. We have about maybe 4.5 minutes to talk here.
Sure.
I'm going to do a shameless plug now.
Okay.
Because it's my show.
Good.
So the Max Challenge of Clinton.
Yeah.
You've been here since the fall, since September. What's the difference it's made for you? Can you talk about just your experience with us? I'm just love to hear it.
My clothes are fitting. It's just like wonderful. for some crazy reason, you know, lots of reasons probably, but you know, I was working out but gaining weight, and it was this time of my life, I guess weight was just kind of coming on, and I'm like, what is this? And so I remember at the end of the summer, I tried on like a lot of my clothes and they were not fitting me, and I was getting very, very frustrated. And so, actually my friend Melissa, you know, has had great success at the Max. And so I, you know, buzzed her and said, hey, what's this going on here? I go to this other gym and I work out a lot, but it's just not coming off and things, you know, I'm losing my shape, so to speak.
Gotcha.
And so she said, come on in, try it out. And so I did, and I love it, and the clothes are fitting. I didn't get rid of the clothes. I put the clothes back on, and it's a great thing they're going. I can, like, get them up over the butt, and I can, like, button my pants and all that other great stuff. So I really am really happy about that.
That's awesome.
And you know what I love about the excitement of the Max is that you walk in every day and you know, okay, it's going to be a cardio day or it's going to be an arms day, but you never know what the workout's going to be.
True.
And so it's not like you learn the routine, so to speak, like at other gyms, you know, you learn your routine.
Yeah.
You walk in there, you have no idea what you're going to do for the next 45 minutes. And that's what's so exciting to me.
Yep.
I love the change every day. And I'm like, okay, I know it's going to be a, you know, a legs day today. I have no idea what they're going to do, but I'm going because I really want to work out and, you know, it's helping my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I enjoy that whole routine of being just different every day.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. We love the variety. That's for sure. And you know, shout out to all of the instructors and the team, you know, Jill, Sarah, Kim, Scott, now Christine's, you know, working with us too. They put a lot of effort in, you know, we write classes every week. A lot of people don't realize that is that there's no book of classes where we're like, well, okay, what are we doing today? We'll do this one. They all take time. Usually when they're at home, it's not when they're in the center, and they put these classes together every week and trying to keep it fresh and creative. And we have some new things coming too, just to give you a heads up. I had a nice conversation yesterday, and Jillian and I were talking this morning, so I definitely appreciate that. You know, we only have 15 seconds to go.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, time flies.
I know, when we're having fun.
Sue Sable, you are incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
here.
Join
me for the Spartan race.
Fist bump.
Please, Max.
That's right. And
members.
Allison's text number, text her when you with questions about the Spartan.
Or ask me to.
Or Sue. That's right. 908-300-6869. Sue's 908-917-3009.
Yes.
This has been Max Living. I'm out of time. We'll see you next Wednesday. Take it to the max. Boom.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A man hunt for a Florida woman allegedly infatuated with Columbine High School who forced schools in Denver to close after threatening violence came to an end Wednesday morning after authorities say she was found dead in the mountains west of Denver. Former FBI Assistant Director Bill Gavin tells Fox News, based on what we know right now, the schools in Denver made a good decision to close based on the threats.
All the schools need to be notified. Parents need to be notified. And it appears that everybody did the right thing in the Colorado school districts out there to keep the kids at home. To if you're going to make a mistake, make it in favor of something good happening, not something bad happening.
President Trump is offering his condolences to Pope Francis after the disastrous fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Trump tweeted that he spoke to the Pope by phone and had a wonderful conversation. The president also referred to the fire as horrible and destructive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
With Congress on recess, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is over in Europe. She spoke today in Ireland. as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Europe as Congress is on a vacation. She spoke today before the Parliament of Ireland and discussed the tragedy.
With the tragic fire in one of the greatest jewels of faith, history, and civilization, Notre Dame de Paris, we pray and extend our gratitude to the brave firefighters who controlled the damage as much as it was and were able to save lives in many of the wonders of that cathedral.
Pelosi, who is Roman Catholic, says this is sort of a central place of faith. President Trump is predicting that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden will be the finalists among Democrats in the 2020 presidential race. In a tweet earlier on Wednesday, President Trump referred to Sanders as crazy and Biden as sleepy. Biden has not announced he's running for president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.